Hello, word nerds. Welcome to this episode of The Dictionary. It is my podcast, and I enjoy reading and learning new words and definitions. All right, the first word in this episode is bogle, B-O-G-L-E. It could also be spelled with two G's. This is a noun from circa 1505. It is a British dialect word. The synonyms are goblin and spectre. Bogle. Also, an object of fear or loathing. And then I'm going to tag on in Las Vegas. The origin is unknown, so some random person probably said bogle. All right, next we have, I think it is pronounced bugamile. Something like that. Capital B-O-G-O-M-I-L, or you could tag an E onto the end, bugamile. It is a noun from 1841, a member of a medieval Bulgarian sect holding that God has two sons, the rebellious Satan and the obedient Jesus. Interesting. Let's see, this is from Middle Greek, bogomilos, which is from bogomilos, which means bogomil, which is a 10th century Bulgarian priest who was a founder of the sect. Okay, next we have bogus. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Adjective from 1825. Not genuine. Synonyms are counterfeit and sham. Bogusly is an adverb and bogusness is a noun. And I don't know why they don't have the more slang definition in here, which I think would basically just mean like cool or good or whatever. But this is an obsolete, I still don't know what argot means. Bogus, it means counterfeit money. Okay, next we have bohe, B-O-H-E-A, noun from 1692. It just means a black tea, bohe. It is, let's see, it's a Chinese word, fujian, it says in parentheses. I do not know how to pronounce that. It's the hills in China where it was grown. So it is capital B-U-I with some accents. Again, do not know how to pronounce that, but I'm going to assume it is similar to bohe. And that is the hills in China where it is grown. Next is Bohemia. Noun from 1861. A community of Bohemians. And also the world of Bohemians. Next is Bohemian with a capital B, noun from 1555. 1A, a native or inhabitant of Bohemia. 1B, the group of Czech dialects used in Bohemia. Well, where is Bohemia exactly? I should look at a map and find it out. Number 2 is often not capitalized. So we have 2A and 2B. 2A, the synonyms are vagabond and wanderer, especially the synonym gypsy. 2B, a person, as a writer or an artist, living an unconventional life, usually in a colony with others. Sounds actually kind of fun. Bohemian is an adjective and is also often capitalized. Next is Bohemian Brethren. Both B's are capitalized. Noun from 1857. I can't see the word bohemian without thinking of Bohemian Rhapsody, also Weird Al's Bohemian Polka. Let's see, this Bohemian Brethren is a Christian body originating in Bohemia in 1467 and forming a parent body of the Moravian Church, Moravian. Next is Bohemianism. That is a lot of syllables. Noun from 1858. The unconventional way of life of Bohemians. Bohemianism. Next is boho. B-O-H-O. Noun from... it doesn't give a year. But we have the 2B definition for the word bohemian, which we can assume is from about 1555. Boho is also an adjective. Next is Bohr effect. Second word is effect. The first word is capital B-O-H-R. I don't know why I said them in that order. Noun from 1939. the decrease in, oh, this is going to be a fun, long definition. Okay, the decrease in the oxygen affinity of a respiratory pigment, as hemoglobin, in response to decreased blood pH resulting from increased carbon dioxide concentration in the blood. It wasn't terribly long, but it was longer than most definitions. This is from Christian Bohr, who was a Danish physiologist who died in 1911. Next is borium, B-O-H-R-I-U-M. It has the same prefix as the last one, Bohr effect, but it is from a different person with the last name Bohr. I'll just tell you now, it's from Niels Bohr, N-I-E-L-S. Doesn't say who it is, what he or she did, when they were born or died, etc. But this is a noun from 1994, a short-lived radioactive element produced artificially. And then it says to see the element table. We're getting closer and closer to the element table. I didn't realize that they found or created borium only in 1994, not that long ago. Let's see, next we have the Bohr theory. So it's the same B-O-H-R word. This one is also from Niels Bohr. Noun from 1923. A theory in early quantum physics, an atom, an atom consists of a positively charged nucleus about which revolves one or more electrons of quantized energy. Did you understand that? Great. Next is bohunk, B-O-H-U-N-K, noun from circa 1903. This is usually disparaging, so maybe don't use it. It is a person of Central European descent or birth. And the etymology says it is from the bow in Bohemian plus the word hunk, which is a person of Central European descent by shortening an alternating or an alternative of the word, oh, Hungarian. So it has nothing to do with the typical word hunk that we think of, like a hunk of burning love. It's a shortened version of Hungarian. Interesting. Next is boil, B-O-I-L. First form verb from the 13th century. We are starting with intransitive, 1A. To come to the boiling point, 1B. To generate bubbles of vapor when heated, and that is used of a liquid. 1C, to cook in boiling water. They always say, a watched pot never boils, something like that. And, you know, that's obviously not true. You could stare at a pot of water and it's going to boil eventually. But, you know, it's some weird stuff is going on in the brain because you feel like it's taking forever because you're focusing so much on watching that and waiting and waiting. And so time feels like it goes on forever. But if you distract yourself and go do other things, time is going to feel like it goes faster. And so it'll feel like it boiled faster. Number two, to become agitated. Synonym is seethe, S-E-E-T-H-E. Number three, to be moved, excited, or stirred up. 4A, to rush headlong. 4B, to burst forth. 5, to undergo the action of a boiling liquid. Now we have the transitive definitions. 1, to subject to the action of a boiling liquid. Number 2, to heat to the boiling point. 3, to form or separate as sugar or salt by boiling. Boilable is an adjective. Let's see. This is from Anglo-French bouillir. Boilir from the Latin bullire, which means to bubble. From bulla, which means bubble. Next is the second form of boil. It is a noun from the 15th century. A localized swelling and inflammation of the skin resulting from infection of a hair follicle and adjacent tissue having a hard central core and forming pus. I think I had a boil when I was a kid. I had this like weird little bubbly thing on my leg, and I asked my parents, what is this? And they said, oh, it's just a boil. It'll go away, or it's fine, whatever. And in my head, I thought that, you know, I'm a boy and I have a boil, so would a girl have a girl? It was a terrible, terrible joke that I thought of as a kid. This is from Middle English, an alternative of bile, B-I-L-E, from Old English Byl, B-Y-L, akin to the Old High German Pula, which means bladder. Now we have the third form of boil. It is a noun from the 15th century. 1. The act or state of boiling. 2. A swirling upheaval, as of water. 3. A boiled dish of seafood, vegetables, and seasonings, as in a crab boil. Also, a gathering at which this dish is served. That is a bit of a tongue twister. At which this dish is served. All right, last for this episode is boil down, 2 words. Verb from 1731. First is transitive. 1. To reduce in bulk by boiling. 2. Synonyms are condense and summarize, as in boil down a report. Now we have intransitive. 1. To undergo reduction in bulk by boiling. 2a. To be equivalent in summary. Synonym is amount, as in his speech boiled down to a plea for more money. And then 2b. To reduce ultimately, as in your choices boiled down to 3. So the words were bogle, bogomil, bogus, bohi, bohemia, bohemian, bohemian brethren, bohemianism, boho, bore effect, borium, bore theory, bohunk, boil, 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 boil down. I think I'm just going to pick bogus as the word of the episode because, you know, I was a kid of the 80s and bogus was a word that was said a lot. And, you know, I sort of like Bill and Ted, and they had a movie called Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. And at the time of recording, there is a movie, the third of the trilogy is coming out relatively soon. And while I don't have high expectations for it, I am definitely going to watch it eventually and probably enjoy it. So that is it. You know, I was a little distracted at the end of the last episode, and I don't remember if I picked a word, so I'm just scanning through to see if I did, and I think I did. I think I picked boogeyman. Okay, that's it. That's the end of this one. Thank you for listening, and this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.